Hello, beautiful souls. I'm your host, Shakira Moore, and welcome to another episode of the Perspective Matters podcast. Today, April 2nd, millions of people across the world celebrate this day as Good Friday. But for me, today is an extra special day and an even more significant day because it's my birthday. Yes, yes, yes. Happy birthday to me. I could not let the day end without jumping on here just to share my words of wisdom and what it means to actually celebrate and make a big deal out of the fact that on this particular day, I made my grand entrance into the world. And I just wanted to ask, do you celebrate your birthday? Do you make a big deal about the fact that on a special day, you decided to grace the world with your presence? And if you do, well done. You're supposed to. It's the one day you're allowed to be absolutely selfish, and it should be all about you. And if you don't celebrate your birthday or make a big deal about it, the question I have for you is why? Why don't you celebrate your birthday? Is it that you don't care to? Is it that you don't think the day is significant enough? Did you have a bad experience? Does it not mean anything to you? I'd like you to take a moment and to examine why you don't make a big deal about your birthday, if you don't. Because you really should. This is the one day that you should recognize the fact that you're still here. As I've said in previous episodes, every day above ground is a good day. And every day above ground that you get to celebrate the one day in the calendar that marks your entrance into this world is an even greater day. So I'd like for you to pause and reflect on why your birthday is not special to you. I'm here to tell you that it should be. It should absolutely be special to you. It should be significant. It should be important. It should be all about you. Because you're worthy, you deserve it, and you're special. And if you're waiting for somebody else to celebrate you, if you're waiting on people to celebrate you, then my dears, you may be in for some disappointment. If you have friends and family who are all about birthdays and they will plan the most extravagant affair to celebrate you, then I am really happy that you have that kind of support. And even if you don't, but you will make the effort to celebrate your day, then hats off to you because you really need to. And especially after surviving a year like 2020, I feel like everybody should make an extra effort in 2021 to celebrate their birthdays. And it should be done on your terms. So if you want the day to be spent in quiet reflection, in a space of gratitude, then by all means do it. Because of COVID-19 and all the restrictions, grand affairs and parties and events are no longer a thing. Most places are in or will be going into lockdown. So the idea of having dinner outside of your domain may not be realistic. But get creative. If you can cook, cook your favorite meal. Or have someone cook your favorite meal. Or order in, if you can, wherever you are. My point is, do something special for yourself. Do something that makes you feel good. that makes your heart sing, that marks the day, and lets the rest of the world know in one way, shape, or form that you came here, you are here, you are important, and you matter. So I just wanted to jump on here just to let you guys know that better days are ahead. It doesn't always feel like it. It doesn't always look like it. And when it is your birthday, when you get the chance to celebrate yourself, by all means, do it. Give yourself a spa day. Sit in quiet meditation. Eat your favorite meal. Have your favorite fruit. Call up a friend and chat for hours. Do something that makes you feel good, and that you can say, yes, this is how I spent my day. However you choose to spend your birthday is totally up to you. It's your day. That's the one day you get to be selfish. So show yourself some love. Pour some love into yourself. Buy yourself some roses. Buy yourself a nice bottle of wine if you drink alcohol, and if you don't, buy yourself something nice to drink. I hope everyone is doing well. I hope you are facing each day with a renewed sense of purpose, with a song on your heart, with a positive affirmation in your mind, and you walk into each day with the confidence and the knowledge that whatever happens, you will be okay. This isn't going to be a long episode because I still have a couple more hours left in my day to celebrate, but I really did not want the day to pass and not just jump on here to let you know that when it's your birthday, when it's your time, celebrate it. You deserve it. You are worthy. Don't wait on anybody else to celebrate you. If people rally around you and they celebrate you and they make a big deal about your birthday, that's a bonus. That really is a bonus. That's not what you're supposed to be looking for. It's your birthday, so you celebrate it. Everybody else is just extra, just icing on the cake. Thank you so much for listening. I appreciate the love and the support and the feedback. If you liked this episode or any other episode, don't keep it to yourself. Share it with others. Share it with your friends, your family, your loved ones. Share it like you share food. Also, be reminded that I do have a YouTube channel. So if you know someone who likes podcasts, but they prefer to watch videos instead, then by all means, send them to the YouTube channel. All the episodes are there. I really appreciate that you listen and you're faithful listeners of each and every episode. So until next time, remember, there are two sides to every coin. Just flip it to get the full view. Catch you next week. Bye.